I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, April 13th. The Quincy City Council is supporting a resolution calling for the immediate shutdown of the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Officials voted 8-0 last night in favor of the resolution from Ward 2 Councillor Anthony Andronico, who criticized Enbridge Energy for failing to respond to the city's requests for information about 3 unplanned releases of natural gas. The city also joined a lawsuit against the station, and the administration will provide an update on that lawsuit to the city council in the near future. Butler's Pond in Quincy will be restored. City Council has agreed to spend $1.4 million from the Sewer and Drain Rehabilitation Fund for a major dredging and restoration project that will restore the pond and also improve drainage in that area. A pedestrian was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver on the expressway in Braintree early today. State police say it happened on Route 93 South at the Braintree split. At about 4:30 this morning, the unidentified man was pronounced dead at the scene. Traffic was backed up during the investigation. There were 16 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 164. Quincy is in the yellow category in the risk assessment map, and there have been 152 deaths. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update. Tuesday, April 13th.